This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. and European officials are coordinating with natural gas suppliers around the globe to cushion the impact if Russia were to cut off energy supplies in the conflict over Ukraine, Biden administration officials say. The U.S. and European allies have promised punishing economic and political sanctions if Russia moves its military into Ukraine, but worry about repercussions for Europeans from any such sanctions, including Russia potentially cutting off delivery of its natural gas to Europe at the height of winter. Tuesday, Ukraine's leaders tried to reassure the nation that an invasion from neighboring Russia was not imminent, even as they acknowledged the threat is real and received a shipment of U.S. military equipment to shore up their defenses. Moscow has denied it's planning an assault, but it has massed an estimated 100,000 troops near Ukraine in recent weeks and is holding military drills at multiple locations in Russia. The Biden administration says there's no sign Vladimir Putin is easing the Russian troop buildup along the Ukraine border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
President Biden says Putin keeps building forces along the border.
This would be the largest, if he were to win, the largest invasion since World War II. So this would change the world.
And would lead to serious consequences for Russia and perhaps personal sanctions against Putin. But it's still tough to know if there will be an invasion.
I'll be completely honest with you. It's a little bit like reading tea leaves.
The president says he has no intention of putting troops in Ukraine. He's already ordered some 8,500 U.S.-based troops on higher alert for potential deployment to Europe. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says more could be added.
We're not taking anything off the table right now.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russian authorities have added imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny and some of his top allies to the registry of terrorist and extremist, the latest move in a multi-pronged crackdown on opposition supporters, independent media, and human rights activists. Existing laws require freezing the bank accounts of those on the list. The move comes just over a year after Navalny's arrest, which triggered a wave of the biggest mass protest across the country in years. Navalny, Russian President Vladimir Putin's fiercest critic, was detained upon his return from Germany last year after spending 5 months there recovering from a nerve agent poisoning he blamed on the Kremlin. Russian authorities have denied any involvement. Leaders of the Economic Community of the West African States will hold an extraordinary summit on the situation in Burkina Faso and Mali on Friday, January 28th, Ivory Coast's information minister said after a cabinet meeting Wednesday. Ethiopia's cabinet Wednesday approved the lifting of a six-month state of emergency ahead of its expiration in light of changing security conditions in the country, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's office said in a statement. The statement read, quote, "Now we have reached a stage where threats can be neutralized through regular law enforcement mechanisms," end quote. The cabinet's decision was sent to Parliament for its approval. Sweden will extend its current pandemic measures by another 2 weeks, the Minister for Health said on Wednesday, as the Omicron variant is spreading at record speed. The country's health minister told a news conference, quote, "If everything goes as planned and if the situation allows, the restrictions will be lifted after that," end quote. The curb means bars and restaurants have to close at 2,300, and there's a cap of 500 people inside larger indoor venues. Sweden stood out early in the pandemic by opting against lockdowns, instead relying on voluntary measures focused on social distancing and good hygiene. The Biden administration pulls back a COVID-19 rule for workers at big companies. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has officially withdrawn a COVID-19 vaccine or testing rule for workers at big companies. OSHA had announced a vaccine or test mandate for companies with at least 100 employees in November. The rule would have impacted more than 80 million U.S. workers. But numerous states and business groups challenged the rule in court. And on January 13th, the Supreme Court halted the plan. The Supreme Court did allow a vaccine mandate for workers at health care providers that receive federal Medicare or Medicaid funding to stay in place. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.